Bill McKibben is with us, and Bill, you are one of the, I think, one of the foremost authorities on climate change, on the environment, and you have founded a website. You're a co-founder of the website 350.org, and one of the goals of the website is bringing the world together tomorrow for an International Day of Climate Action. So let's start first and talk about 350. What does the number 350 mean?
Absolutely. 350 is the most important number in the world, even though nobody had heard it even a year and a half ago. After Arctic sea ice melted so violently in the summer of 2007, our best climatologists went back to work, and by January of 2008, they published a slew of papers saying, we now know where the drop-dead line for climate change is. Any value for carbon in the atmosphere greater than 350 parts per million is not, as one NASA paper put it, compatible with the planet on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth is adapted. Now, that's a tough number because we're already past it. We're at 390 parts per million, Nicole, and continuing to rise. So the political imperative of those numbers was very clear. Climate change is no longer considered a future threat. It's now a present crisis demanding enormous action immediately.
Now, in about 6 weeks, the world leaders are getting together in Copenhagen to deal with the issue of climate change. But tell us what's happening tomorrow, this International Day of Climate Action. What is it?
This campaign that we've been running is designed to take that number 350 and drive it into the public debate. And to do that, we've organized this global day of action around the planet. It's started already because it's already Saturday in New Zealand and Australia, and there have been lots and lots of things going on there already. Before the day is done tomorrow, there will have been 4,600 or more rallies and protests and events in 177 countries. It's being called now, the newspapers are calling it, the most widespread day of political action in the planet's history. That's pretty remarkable, considering that it's all happening around a pretty arcane scientific number, albeit an incredibly important one. And it's been amazing to watch even the first few pictures come in today. 15,000 school children rallying in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.
Wow.
American troops in Afghanistan making the 350 out of sandbags and posing behind it. On and on and on. Very beautiful and very powerful. And we think that before the day is over, we'll have made enough noise to make some difference. Every one of your listeners can go to 350.org and find out what's happening near them. There'll be 1,800 actions in all 50 states across the U.S.
It is pretty incredible. In fact, you go to the website, it might be too late to start your own action to get people together to do something tomorrow, but there's a search engine. You can search for actions near you, put in your zip code. I'm in South Florida, and I found a number of things going on, as is the case pretty much in every city. And I even took it a step further. I just started going through countries. My daughter, I adopted my daughter from Kazakhstan. And I thought, wow, I wonder if there's anything going on in Kazakhstan. And sure enough, there are actions in Kazakhstan. And I went through trying to find the most obscure or repressive countries out there. And even in places like Cuba, Iran, Iraq, there are, in some places, there's only one, but there's something going on.
The only places that were not active really are Burma and North Korea. Those are the two nuts we haven't been able to crack. But across China tomorrow,
yeah,
there'll be 300 big rallies. China's not an easy place to do this kind of work. The people there are brave and committed and organizing brilliantly. Across India, another 300 or so big rallies. This kind of thing is really important. We haven't had a movement about global warming before, the biggest problem humans have ever faced. It's high time that it got going, and it's beautiful to see it start to happen, and beautiful to see it focused as much on the developing world as the developed.
Absolutely. And I love that the website 350.org is the gathering point for it. And when these actions are happening and you're having these massive shows of the number 350, along with other actions, people are then sending in pictures and posting them on the website. So you have a tangible thing there that we can go to and look and see what they did in whatever country on the planet.
That's right. It's a kind of big potluck supper, and there's stuff pouring in from everywhere. And tomorrow at 3:50 in the afternoon in New York City, we'll be in Times Square projecting lots and lots and lots of these images up on three of the big advertising screens in Times Square.
Wow.
For everybody to see. And because everybody around the world was very excited about having their face up on the big screen in the middle of New York City. So it's a lot of fun with an incredibly serious purpose. This is the most important number on Earth, and it deserves and needs to be the most well-known.
Now, can you tell us what's going to happen in December in Copenhagen?
I have no crystal ball. At the moment, it doesn't look all that good. Everybody's lowering expectations and backing away and on and on and on. But the great hope is that if we're able to build a popular movement, that will at least help. It will push the negotiators back a little bit in the direction of the science. They get pushed so hard by the fossil fuel industry and things that they don't know which way is up, and we have to help reorient them.
And I love that you're doing this. Bill McKibben, I know today is a very busy day, obviously, as this is, it's all finally happening. I'm hoping that sometime in the next few weeks we can spend a good chunk of time and really talk about the issue of climate change, where we are and what we can do to turn it around. I just wanted to get you on the phone for a few minutes tonight to let people know what is happening tomorrow and let them know how they can get involved as well.
Nicole, I'll look forward to a longer talk, and just thanks to all your listeners. We'll enjoy seeing your faces out and up on those big screens at Times Square, wherever you are helping us out today.
Terrific. Thank you so much. Bill McKibben, author of the book The End of Nature and a writer-activist co-founder of 350.org. It's a pleasure talking to you, and we will do it again soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break now and come back and talk about a different kind of action, a protest movement that took place many years ago. Don't go away.